Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said one of the hardest ways to make a living is to work for it. Welcome again to Bible Meditations. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study, and we do hope that you're one of our regular listeners and that you get something from our study of the Word of God each day. All right, let's get back to our study. God has given to us great promises, and God will keep those promises if they are indeed promises that He has made. But the problem is that some people have said that God promised some things that He did not really promise. They have said, God has said, this is what He will do, when in reality, when we check our Bible, we find that that's really not what God said. God has not promised that Jesus will set foot on the earth again. He will return, but we'll meet Him in the air. He will not be here upon the earth again. God has not promised that He would set up an earthly kingdom when He returns. However, the Bible says that the kingdom came into existence, as you read in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And so it has been in existence for quite some time. Christ is reigning on the throne of David even today, and will continue to reign until the end comes. And so in 1 Corinthians 15, when the Lord returns, when the end comes, then He'll put down rule and a power. According to the doctrine of some, that's when He'll take up that rule, but the Bible says He'll put it down and return the kingdom to His Father in heaven. We also hear some people saying, well, God will save everybody. The universalist doctrine is that just everybody will go to heaven. Everybody will be saved. Well, certainly God wants everybody to be saved, but the Bible doesn't teach that everybody will. The invitation of Matthew 11, 28 through 30, is that all men come to the Lord, but not all men will listen. In Revelation 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, the bride and the Spirit say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Come, let him drink of the water of life freely. There's the invitation. Is everybody going to receive that invitation? No, friends. Some will turn it down. God did not make robots of us. He did not tell us, this is what I want you to do, and you have no choice in the matter. You have to do it. Well, indeed, He has laws that we must submit to or suffer the consequence. But remember, He doesn't force us to do anything. There are many passages in the Bible that teach volition or choice. It teaches very plainly that we have choices to make throughout our lifetime. And that's always been true. Go back to a statement in the book of Genesis and listen as Moses says to the people of God, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you may live. There's a decision that has to be made, and the decision is in our hands. It's up to us to make the decision. Now, not everybody will choose life. Do you remember the prophet Jeremiah saying to the people of God, ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way? And he pointed out they ought to be walking that way, but the record says, and they said, we will not walk therein. See, God didn't force it upon them. It was something He gave them the choice to do, but He didn't force them to do it. Now, that's true with men and women today. The gospel is God's power to save, Romans 1 and verse 16. But God will only save those who will obey Him. Now, a passage that tells that very plainly is Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Now let's stop there. Look at it. He became the author of salvation to all people? No. To all who will obey him. So when somebody tells you that God will save everybody, friends, that just is not based on the teaching of God's word. So when a person says this is God's promise, there's no backing for it, and God is not under obligation to keep a promise that he has not made. We believe that the Bible teaches that we must be obedient. Jesus asked this question in Luke 6 and verse 46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Doesn't that sound rather simple? Why would a person say Lord if he's not going to be obedient to the Lord? But friends, God promised that he would save the obedient. He'll keep that promise. He will not keep the promise that he will save everyone, because God didn't make that promise. We appreciate studying with you this week and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.